Section 2. You will hear a woman talking to a group of people who are looking round a sports and leisure centre. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 14.
Pause the recording for 30 seconds.
Now listen and answer questions 11 to 14.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm very pleased to be able to welcome you to Cityscope, our lovely modern sports and leisure facility. I've brought you up to the rooftop cafe on top of the stadium so that you can enjoy the view while I explain briefly what we have here and point out to you the major features of the site. Then we'll go round and have a look at ground level.
Oh, that'd be interesting. I'm glad.
We're extremely proud of this new facility. You see, when the project was first discussed, we expected that a multinational company would give us half our funding and the central government grant would make up most of the rest, with a smaller contribution from local business. Well, we'd got quite far into the planning stage when the multinational pulled out, and both central and local government decided they couldn't afford anything. So, we ended up with a beautiful project, a small amount of sponsorship promised by local organisations, and nothing else. We thought we'd never build it, but at the last moment, we had an amazing donation of several million pounds from a national transport company. And that got us going again. And we managed to get all the rest from local fundraising. There's hardly a street in the city that hasn't made its contribution one way or another. So there's a true sense of local ownership here. So, this is what we got. We wanted a new stadium because the 1950s football stadium is on the other side of town and is shortly due to be pulled down and built over. This site was the old airport, with some playing fields on one side of it and a few buildings from the 1930s when the airfield first opened. So, we were able to plan a new stadium with plenty of room for all the things people wanted. The playing fields have been upgraded and refenced, so they're now a set of top-quality outdoor pitches for amateur football, hockey and so on. We have both sports and other entertainments here. We want to encourage all kinds of people onto the site and hope some of them may come to use the cinema or the cafe and end up trying the fitness centre. These are all grouped together. The cafe is in the original 1930s passenger hall, and the architects have managed to retain some of the elegant style of the building. The other buildings, like the control tower, which would have made a great feature, and the aircraft hangars, which we had hoped might house the fitness centre, were unfortunately not structurally sound enough to preserve. So, everything else is newly built, opened in 2010.